don't want to say to anyone else, going to be honest. Sorry, do you want to start again?
I can't believe you're heckling me and I haven't even started yet.
Well, if you press the button before I've finished, it wasn't a heckle yet anyway, it was just a comment. It doesn't become a heckle until you said something first.
Right. Hello, my imaginary friends.
You can always start again.
No. No, these things are better if you don't start them again. Yes, it's still December the 31st, 2012. It's still 2012. This is going to be my final boo of the year.
Are you sure?
Possibly. And this is supposed to be my review of 2012.
As opposed to 2013, which we had earlier.
Yep. So 2012.
Music's loud.
No, it's fine. We're watching... We're just to fill you in. No, turn it up a bit. Turn it up a bit.
All right.
We're watching Jules Holland's Hootenay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just debating about whether this is filmed live and whether they've rebuilt the set after taking down the Strictly Come Dancing set.
Yeah, so if Strictly takes Christmas. 2 weeks to build.
Yes.
So they'd have... And Strictly was still live the weekend before Christmas.
Okay.
So
what was it, the 22nd, to, 23rd?
Yeah, I think that was the... live show when they found the winner, I think.
Yeah.
So they'd have to take that down and put this up, and they're going to do that in Christmas week, so they must be doing this before.
So you think this is filmed before?
But Strictly, now. The Strictly studio went up in September, so.
So you're saying that this was filmed before September?
Yeah, it would be interesting to find out when they do film this, wouldn't it?
Didn't you say when you went in September when they were building it that
yeah,
that was you had heard you'd heard that they'd just taken down the Jules Holland later
had I heard stage that? Or had I just heard that it's the same studio because it's the biggest one?
Don't know. Yeah. Anyway, if anyone out there knows, then do tell us. But no, 2012. Yes, it's been
Dropbox keeps messaging
it's
me.
It's been quite a year, I think. Things have happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a tough year, though, I think.
For you too?
Well, I've been busy.
Mm.
I've been with new responsibility and new people working for me as well, but that's always... It's always
that's a nice
difficult.
Part about it.
So, yeah, it's good that there's more people working for me, but it's also... they take a bit of bedding in, don't they? There's a transition while you get them up to speed. So, so they don't exactly, you know, deliver necessarily a lot of. Yeah, they're a drain as well as being a benefit at the beginning, and then some of them are beneficial sooner.
A lot sooner than others. Yes.
Sooner than others. Yes. Mm. And you never know who's going to be. Super fast, getting up to speed, and who's going to take a while. But yeah, so it's been a tough year. It's been a tough... I've had to put in quite a few hours, and that's had a toll on the family. You've had to, you know, put the kids to bed too many evenings when I should have been home
well,
already.
Well, that was only the last couple of months, to be fair.
Yeah, but it's a strain. It's a strain. So it's been a tough year.
Yeah, but then to be fair to you, when I was having a tough time earlier in the year, you've picked up a lot of slack and made sure that I could get out to meetings when I needed to, and you looked after the kids so I could go and interview and all sorts of things. So,
so a tough year, but with teamwork, with the two of us being a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've got through it together without divorcing.
Well, we're still sitting on the same sofa, so...
Yes, absolutely.
Same house.
Yeah. So yes. What else? It's been quite a good year for my audioboo life, I think, though. Now, just to be, you know, there are different types of audioboo. There are people that use audioboo to broadcast their monologues or their art, and there are people who use it as a conversation, a peer-to-peer conversation with a group of people, and you know, and obviously there's people that mix both of those in different ratios. But I think I'm mostly someone who likes to have conversations on audiobook. So 2012 has been quite a big year from that, in that the February Festival, back in February,
mm-hmm.
Invented by the infamous Sawyer GB.
Mm.
It's called Jonathan Sawyer. He invented February, and through that I met a bunch of people that on audiobook that I'd never met before.
Mm.
So it definitely expanded my my circle of audiobook connections a lot in the month of February, and it's continued to expand
mm-hmm.
afterwards as well. I've still met new people.
Did Octava have the same effect?
Octava didn't. But just to go back to February, I mean, in February, I got to know Imani Blog, McColgan, Stefano,
mm-hmm.
Dean Reed, you know, a bunch of people, really. That
Sarah. Yeah, me too, I guess.
All these people were brought to my attention by February. Mm. So, I know, I need to say a big thanks to Jonathan Sawyer for dreaming up February. I know February wasn't you know, an entirely novel idea, in as I pointed out at the time, that the Napod Pomo festivals that have occurred for the previous 6 years is a very similar thing, but somehow with everyone being concentrated on audioboo, it means that peer-to-peer communication is even better, because we're all on the same platform. Mm. We've all got accounts and we can all record and speak back and comment and all that stuff.
Mm.
So for me, the February thing was definitely a big big plus on my audioboo and my audioboo life.
Mm.
I think there's always a every cloud has a silver lining, every silver lining has a cloud. I now feel like I've got too many connections, and I think that's where that's where what you were describing with Octava. Before February, I think I was mostly able to keep on top of all my audiobooks to listen to.
Yeah, but was that because we all didn't really have more than 5 minutes or so?
Yeah, because I guess people a lot only of the people,
had 5 minutes, and there were only a very few select people that had 10 or 20 minutes. And
true. And there were also a lot of people that had 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think February and all the promotion around that brought in a lot of new audioboo members who only get 3 minutes. So
yeah, that's true.
And I think 5 minutes is that sweet spot for a conversation or to be able to have 3 dialogue. 3 minutes
is always always feels a bit cut off, doesn't it?
It's a bit too short.
Yeah.
So there have been changes, and so I don't know whether there's more people or am I exposed to more people or more interesting people, or whether it's because people now have, you know, some people have 20, 30 minutes
recording time. Well, there is a bit of both. There is a lot more content. And
some people only have 3 minutes. So
mm-hmm.
in some ways, it's something slightly, it's, I don't know if it's gone slightly too far in one direction or something. I don't know.
Possibly. But and some of the people that we used to listen to, who used to be in our little community, are not actually booing that anymore, or not that much.
Yeah, so you've actually become also overwhelmed, lost
a few with regular booers, and I think a lot of other people are overwhelmed.
And that's what, you know, that's Poirot syndrome, isn't it? That's mm-hmm. where you can't keep up with all the contributions that people are making, and then you feel like you can't say anything anymore because you're behind.
Mm.
So, somehow it's broken over.
Which is a total shame.
It's broken over a critical mass for me, and it's stopped working in the way it was working before. Mm. So that's been interesting.
But you don't know why you can't put your finger on it.
I know that I have to change my behaviour slightly, and I have to let stuff go by, and you have to just listen to the most recent booze all the time. And that does mean you will miss some. Yeah. Well, it means I will miss some.
Well, hence the idea, maybe we do all have to change how we how we entitle the booze to make sure that
if
we are joining in a certain conversation, maybe there needs to be the same title and people that are in there, yes, so that they can, because I mean, even my booze, but usually because the booze go out on, or you can make them go out on Twitter, can't you? So then people would see that, they would see their name and they would know that there's a, and if then they were, I mean, that also relies on other people being polite enough to actually listen to the booze that are aimed at them. You don't know that.
It doesn't mean that they have to listen to you just because you've put their name in the title.
But that's the only way to keep the conversation going.
At least I've sent an additional signal that gives them an extra chance to pick up the booze that are aimed at them. Yeah,
because too many people have now said, from what I've heard, and even I've not listened to all of it, but I've heard that quite a lot now, that people said, I've had to drop booze, I can't listen to everything. And certainly I only listen to sort of the latest things, and then I work my way through in sort of less recent things. So I don't consider having missed stuff, but I've certainly missed it from other points of view, from other people's points of view, because I haven't listened to it yet. So yes, but it would certainly help if I see that someone's commented on something that I've said, then yes, I would certainly give that priority.
Good. So that's probably enough of that audio, though, isn't it?
Oh, well, I didn't know what you wanted to talk about, sorry.
Well, we've gone over 11 minutes now, 11 and a half minutes.
Oh, dear. What else has happened in your year, darling?
I think that's it, really. I mean, the family's been strong.
Family and Audioboo. Okay.
Jamfolder.
There we go.
Jamfolder had their first gig.
Oh, yes.
So, my musical life is stronger again this year. And I enjoy that, so that's good.
That's good, yeah.
That's definitely good.
You've got a creative outlet.
Yes. So it's been a good year for me musically.
Even if it doesn't get you out of the house, really. Still sitting in front of the computer. Not much.
But it's been a good year musically for me as well. So.
Some good stuff out there. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm hoping that 2013 will be maybe an easier year, maybe a year for consolidation.
What are you consolidating?
Well, you know, just kind of getting acclimatized to the new whatever's happened this year. A lot of things have changed this year. A lot of things have been.
Right.
I think you've changed in your, you know, the voluntary work that you did. It's put you through a lot of experiences. You've gained a lot of experiences. And that's changed you. And obviously, you've come to an end of that with stepping down as chair. And you know, you're looking to do something different. So, and as I say, additional responsibilities for me at work as well. So next year, hopeful for next year, I think. Yes, and I hope that all of my Audioboo friends, I'm hoping good stuff for you guys next year as well.
And I do hope people stay around as well, Audioboo.
Yes.
And that those who've left come back.
Yes. Yes. Even if it's just short ones. Unlike this boo. So there we are. Let's bring it to an end now.
Shall I get some champagne we can drink?
And we need to get some more champagne.
Yes.
So happy new year I hope you have a good new year next year.
Can you not say happy new year yet?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Hope you have a good 2013.
Can you say that? Do you have to wait till past midnight?
Yes.
Right.
But they probably listen to this after midnight anyway, so.
Exactly, so you can say it.
But it's when we're recording it that counts. Remember SM2N syndrome?
Okay.
No, because you've got no idea when the people are going to listen to this.
Right.
They might not listen to this until 2014.
Or not at all.
Or not at all, if they're lucky.
So there you go, you might just as well say Happy New Year now.
No. I hope you have a good 2013.
All right then.
All you lovely people that listen to me. I love you all.
Well, okay. Well, if I can't say Happy New Year yet, then just I'll say just say... Toodaloo. No, that's your line. Then I'm going to say that I wish everyone a very... prosperous and happy 2013. Is that allowed?
Yes, that's allowed.
Okay.
It's my boo. It's my rules.
This is tricky.
Come in.
You English are weird. Do you know how weird this is? You say happy birthday to people when it's not actually their birthday yet.
No, I don't.
But you can't say happy new year. Yeah, but that's only because you're married to me and I told you this, because Germans don't do that. It's unlucky. But you're not allowed to say happy new year until it is actually the new year. That's weird. Well, of course you don't think so.
But that's not necessarily English. That's just me being me now.
Is it? All right, okay. Well, okay, if anyone else...
Don't take me as a representative of England.
I do.
No, you can't.
But I do.
I'm not average.
No, you're not, darling.
Anyway.
I have to have some sort of benchmark. Anyway, if anyone disagrees, then do let us know.
Yes. Anyway, toodle New Year, 2013.
Bye-bye from me.